Real Talk is designed to provide useful hints and tips to aid your personal and professional development. The program provides greater insight into how to handle some of the challenges raised by the phenomenal woman interviewees. The topics are wide-ranging, covering how to handle self-doubt, increase confidence, develop a positive mindset, and acknowledge that as a phenomenal woman, you already have all the attributes you need to succeed inside of you. You just need to nurture and release them. So listen and enjoy.
Hey everybody, and welcome to this week's edition of Real Talk. So delighted you could join me here, and I know we're all ramping up for the long Easter weekend ahead. Before I get into this week's topic, I just want to say a big shout out and a huge thanks for everybody who has kept with me so far, for you sharing the episodes, for you giving me feedback, for subscribing, for mentioning me. Thank you so much. That's how I raise visibility of the podcast. So keep on doing what you're doing, because I am totally, eternally grateful for you doing that. Now, this week's topic, I always talk about confidence. You know, I'm really big on confidence, and that's really what I coach women in. But quite recently, a friend of mine sent me an article regarding overconfidence, and a UK artist who has been accused of being too cocky, too full of herself, annoying and excitable, just because she has been very confident in knowing her abilities and what she could do. And she made a comment, or there was a comment made about, do you think female stars are forced to play down their own success to seem likable? Which is bloody ludicrous, because, you know, we're told to be confident, we're told to go for what we want. But when we do, then it kind of has a backlash. We're overconfident. So it's a double bind, a complete double bind. And the more I got into it, the more I saw the more situations there were that double bind came up. Now, as I said, we look at this lady, her name's Alexander Burke. I looked at why would she be deemed as being overconfident? Because let's face it, she does have talent. She can sing. She won X Factor, which is American Idol type of show. She's duetted with Beyonce. She has performed on the West End, London, UK West End. She can dance. She's been a Strictly Come Dancing, you know, the US equivalent, a Dancing with the Stars. So she is a performer. So therein lies the burn, because she can actually back up what she says. And she doesn't back down. And because she does that, she's perceived as being overconfident, not a nice person, incredibly cocky, full of herself, arrogant, and all the negative connotations associated being overconfident. Now, when I looked at this and looked a little bit deeper, a couple of reactions for me were, well, we shouldn't get it twisted thinking that only female stars experience this phenomenon, because we mere mortals do as well. And for goodness sake, can we not get past this double bind situation? Now, for those of you who aren't clear, a double bind is the dilemma we find ourselves in communication, where we receive two or more conflicting messages. So, and one message negates the other. So, and basically turn creates a situation which whatever response you give, you're gonna be in the wrong. So you're damned if you do, and you're damned if you don't. So let me give you some examples of that for where we'd be as women, we would see this. If you are a stay-at-home mom, and maybe you collect state benefits, whatever country you're in, then you're deemed as being a moocher, you're living off the state. Yet if you become a working mom, why can't you be at home with your children? If you're at work and you come across as being having a feminine leadership style, you're too soft, you're a weakling. Versus if you become a masculine, follow the male kind of route, you're then called as a ball breaker or a bitch. You know, so you really can't win whatever situation you look at. You know, even more closely or most recently, we've got the Me Too movement, sexual harassment. You know, the women in Hollywood or wherever they are who are speaking up about this are in an unenviable situation right now, because if they speak out, they're deemed as looking for attention, because why didn't you say it before? Why are you just coming out with it now? But if they keep quiet, they then become part of the problem, and at worst, protecting the perpetrators or perpetuating the stigma. So, you know, it's a real serious situation. And even the chief operating officer for Facebook, Sheryl Sandberg, when she wrote Lean In, referred to it and stating that when a couple announces they're having a baby, everyone says congratulations to the man, and congratulations, what are you planning to do about work, to the woman. Because the assumption is that raising the child is her responsibility. So, you know, you get the idea, and there are loads more scenarios I think you can come up with. Personally, I've been accused of being overconfident, and have I rubbed people the wrong way? Yeah, more than likely. But I'm no Broadway star, but I've worked really hard to get to where I've got to, or to achieve what I've achieved. So why do I have to play small? Why should I have to play small to make those persons feel adequate? For me, people see overconfidence because they don't have the guts to do it themselves. They're fearful of being judged. They're waiting until something drastic happens in their life to step up and to relive their true life. Come on, stop it. You have one life, so you need to live it, and live it now. You shouldn't wait for what ifs, buts, maybes, because if you still have a pulse, a brain and a breath, you can live your life. But wait, that's another double bind, isn't it? Because we're being told you can live your life, but when you do, okay, the questions. But as women, I think, what can we do as women? As women, we can be just as guilty of exhibiting double bind tendencies, and we're not helping the situation. So think about the times when you may have thought about that yourself, thinking, oh, that woman's a bit full of herself, or what makes her so special? Because we really need to tap into our own inner confidence just to meet our own current achievements. You don't know what she's had to go through, or that woman's had to go through, to achieve the level of confidence, or exude the level of confidence you perceive. Because again, it could be all a facade just to make sure she stands up there, that she's going through to portray herself. So instead of turning on each other and casting judgment, let's support and respect our sisters' decisions, as we shouldn't expect everyone to make the same choices we do. So think about any regrets you may have had, and realise that the woman standing next to you may have had them as well. And we could all stand to learn how to reserve judgment while accepting our own decisions with confidence. And I say, to me, there is no thing as overconfidence. You've got one life to live, live it. So be your confident self every day in every way. Now, this week in Real Talk is only a taster of the topic of overconfidence. If you want to read more about overconfidence, you can head over to my blog at my website, janicesutherland.com, and it's Real Talk with Janice, where I spend a lot more time talking about the phenomenon that is overconfidence and the double bind. Links to the site are in the show notes. So, that's me. Until next week, everybody, have a great weekend. Enjoy the Easter holiday, and I will speak to you next week. Enjoy.